It's lunchtime at the Cactus Flower Cafe on 12th Avenue in the East Hill section of Pensacola. Owner Lee Cafiti has been overseeing construction of a bar area. The native of San Francisco says, as an openly gay business owner, locating in East Hill, called by some the Gayborhood, was something of a no-brainer.
Yes, it was, but not specifically about the LGBT community, but more about that I had owned a video store here, East Hill Video, for several years, and I was really aware of the demographic and the openness of the people in East Hill, just a more liberal, open community.
Cafiti founded Cactus Flower in 2001, and the chain has grown to 6 restaurants, 5 in the Pensacola area and 1 in Dothan, Alabama. The main obstacles for her and her partner Joni and setting up shop, she says, had nothing to do with sexual orientation.
Actually, I had more issues just being a woman, not being a gay woman or a lesbian woman. It was just being female and dealing with so many men down at the city that sometimes I had to have my architect make calls for me so that I could get things done.
Cafiti adds that the nuts and bolts of establishing a business, regardless of size and product, are uniform and are absent of gender and or lifestyle.
Licensing, building the restaurant was exactly the same regardless. Opening the restaurant was the same. Dealing with my customers in the same. Marketing is the same. I don't really see any difference whatsoever.
Data on LGBT-run businesses are scarce, to say the least. The Census Bureau does not list gender identity or sexual orientation on its individual, household, or business surveys. And there are no federal or state classifications for LGBT businesses, as there are for racial and ethnic minority-owned firms.
LGBT businesses in the United States represent $1.7 trillion, that's with a T, dollars added to the U.S. GDP every year.
But riding to the rescue is the Washington-based National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, where Jonathan Lovitz is a senior vice president.
To put that in perspective, if all LGBT businesses in America were their own country, we'd be the 10th largest economy in the world, a brand new number that we've never had before. All we've ever known previously was our economic buying power, which alone was $917 billion.
Thanks to the chamber's affiliation with various local and regional chambers, it calculates that among the Florida Panhandle's 1.37 million population, there are an estimated 8,000 plus LGBT business owners.
Truly, if you build it, they will come. So it's why we work with city, state, local governments, as well as major corporations who are headquartered in places like Pensacola, to create more economic opportunities for LGBT people to get ahead. Because once they can, they will come out, self-identify, and attract more people to the region.
I'm a huge supporter of the LGBT community, and with that comes equal rights to everything. And when marriage equality was passed by the Supreme Court, that was a huge step for the community.
Justine Gudmundson-McCain is owner of Blue Jays Bakery. Currently, she works out of her home, but this fall, she'll move the business into a store at One Palafox Place in downtown Pensacola. She caters to both gay and straight weddings and other events.
In my mind, it is silly to turn anybody away. Anybody can be a potential client and customer, and that could help your bottom line. Outside of that, from a personal point, making an active choice to exclude somebody, that gets around, and people know that, and that, I would think, would hurt your business more than it would help it.
As our other business owners, Gudmundson-McCain is awaiting a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on the case involving a Denver bakery, which cited religious beliefs in refusing to sell a wedding cake to a gay couple, contrary to Colorado's civil rights law. That case is to be heard this fall.
At its core, a business does have the right to refuse service to anyone. But at the same time, I don't think that you can consciously make decisions to exclude specific people. I mean, I hope that the Supreme Court takes a stand that businesses need to be open to all the diversity in America.
It's still perfectly legal to fire somebody because they're gay in much of this country and in Florida and in Pensacola. It's perfectly legal for that.
Lewis Cooper is president of Gay Grassroots of Northwest Florida. He says there's still a lot to be done in the area of LGBT discrimination. The courts and elections have a vital role, but he believes winning hearts and minds of the American public is also key.
We do want laws that protect LGBT people from being discriminated discriminated against. But the more important thing, the more meaningful thing, is to convince the employer that he has no reason to fear or to discriminate against LGBTs. And there are lots of companies that LGBT is in their non-discrimination rules.
For many businesses, Memorial Day weekend at Park East is comparable to Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving when virtually everyone hits the stores. In a similar report we did a few years ago, we said out of all the colors in the rainbow flag, the business's favorite was green. That has not changed. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.